Foster dad, my family does not know where we are going to go after being evicted to make room for migrants. By John Binder on April 1, 2021. A foster father says he is not sure where his family will go after they were evicted from their home by a local Washington-based nonprofit to make room for unaccompanied alien children, UACs, flooding across the United States-Mexico border. Last week, King 5 News reported that Edmundo Serinas Sanchez and his wife, who have fostered more than 20 children for almost the last 7 years, were sent a letter from the Friends of Youth nonprofit saying they had chosen to pursue a different strategic vision. The letter, Sanchez told Fox News' Rachel Campos Duffy, meant his family would have to vacate their Renton, Washington property, run by the nonprofit, to make room for UACs who have recently arrived at the southern border. After hearing they would be forced out of their home, Sanchez said one of his foster children suffered an anxiety attack while another has run away and not yet returned. Sanchez also said the move likely will mean his foster children are relocated. We don't know where we are going to go next, honestly, Sanchez said. A report by Jason Rantz alleges the nonprofit is interested in securing federal funds that come with housing unaccompanied alien children, UACs, from the southern border. According to the report, the nonprofit is receiving $400,000 in federal funds to house UACs. I hate to say it, but my first response was that they were getting more money, probably, for these refugees than they were getting for foster kids, Washington State Representative Michelle Caldier, R. Port Orchard, told Rantz in an interview. They were chasing the money, and it's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. Though the nonprofit denied evicting the Sanchez family over money, Sanchez said they want to maximize their resources, which in terms that I understand is maximize their profits. The illegal immigration crisis currently underway at the U.S.-Mexico border is said to have a crippling impact on small communities and towns that will be forced to handle the influx. Internal data from the Department of Homeland Security indicated the Biden administration is set to welcome 2 million border crossers into the U.S. this fiscal year, including 1.1 million single adults who are expected through September, nearly 830,000 family units, and more than 200,000 UACs. As Breitbart News has extensively reported, the Biden administration has hugely revamped the catch-and-release program where border crossers are regularly apprehended and then released into the U.S. Border crossers, before being released, are rewarded one-year permits to live in the U.S., where they can then apply for work permits for U.S. jobs. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.